Blog Talk Radio. if whether or not you have a car, if anybody's building a race motor, knows 9 times out of 10 you ain't gonna mill ahead anyhow. So if the casting is 23, is it considered still a 23 if you milled it? That's the thing. That's the whole crying thing about the head right now. I never heard such a bunch of crybabies over something like that. If the casting, if I show you the casting numbers, let you take the numbers home, you take the numbers off and it shows 23, that means it is a 23. So he had a 23, Phil had a 23. They both had 750 carburetors. They both had, when I tell you, it was identical tire. The problem was, Fly Tire was weighing at least 300 to 400 pounds lighter than Phil. He didn't care. He told him that if his car is not 300 pounds, Phil said if his car is not 300 pounds heavier than Fly Tire, he would give him the break. But he turned around at the end of the night and didn't care. He just wanted to play around, and that was his bet. So if he bet, he had $500 on him, and that was up to what he wanted to do. If he wanted to bet five, it's up to him. If they want, people want to bet on him, they can bet on him. I stayed out. Let him do what he wants. And he offered them 1-1. So I thought that was more than fair. I thought it was going to happen. But Fly Tire says you can't justify it because of the block. Now, I never heard of that. Now, anybody can tell you that a block is not going to make any more power than a small block, stock block. Only thing is durability. If you're going to spray it, that's something different. So that's the reason what happened with that race. I figured I'd let it go off. I seen it going around on Facebook. Yes, he did call out. He called out Slick. He asked me about it. I was supposed to be going down Fayetteville, and he called him out. He told me to run for Slick, I guess because he's seen the thing in there. Slick says he don't want to do that race, and he's a big block fiberglass, bigger tires, and dominator. Phil doesn't have vacuum pump, none of that stuff, but that's what happens when you get people that think they know what they thought was in the car and didn't realize until they popped open the hood. Then they saw it, and they didn't believe what he had in it. So that's the whole deal. Now, as of next year, I don't even care. I told Phil already we'll be changing stuff around. I don't know exactly how soon, but we'll be basically nitrous. So that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. And it ain't going to be not going to – we're not asking about no block, no heads, no nothing. That's what we're going to go for. So we're going to go a little different. Going to change. Gonna, so we don't have to hear anything. We step in another field. We step in another field. He can – I think he's ready to handle it now. So he's doing good. With that being said, he did a great job this year. So regardless, I tell him off the bat, he actually – went to see if he wanted to do it, so they said no. So the car's in the garage now, on the air, jack on jack stands, and antifreeze, and the valves are backed off, went to rise. Done deal. He's done for the year. That being said, so that's all to it. He's not going to be going to Florida. He's going to fly probably, but I don't think he's going. We weren't going with the car. And it's going to be interesting, though, this next year coming up, because everybody's already working on new stuff, trying to get things together. Everybody knows that Young Stang is out there looking for some action. There's no doubt about it. You got to give the guy credit. A lot of you guys don't want to give him the credit. He did say that he would run Rhodey over. Everybody's waiting for Rhodey to answer. He said he'll try him. He said he'll try just about any small block. Straight ahead, he would try. Nobody wanted to go yet. Nobody pulled up. So by everybody thinking that he's scared, you can't say that that guy's the baddest one out there if this other man's calling you out. So that's it. He actually talked to me the other night about it, thinking about going out there. So that being said, if anybody has a small block that's out there that looking for a run to go to Florida, please give me a call. If you want to try Young Stang, he really wants to try something. So I'm going to have Buddy Blow on the phone later on tonight. Their last hurrah. So they can tell me more about what they got going on this week. If anybody else has got something out there that's going on this week or anything, they can give a call to. Or what went on this week, you can give a call. I know Capitol had a few things going off. Well, Wicked Bird and Thunder Goat was supposed to do it, but that race fell through also. So, I mean, we got a little good weather this year week, so I think we should be fortunate to take advantage of this last week. And I think it's going to be pretty good. I don't think any other days we're going to get too many good days like this. So if anybody's looking for some action, please give a call. I'm going to open the mic for anybody that wants to get in. And we're going to open up this mic right now. 410-2363. Your mic's open. 410-2363. Your mic's open. Okay. I see you clicked in the number one button. Your mic's open. 410-2363. I don't know if they clicked. They got the mute.
Yo, you there?
Yeah, your mic's open.
What's up? Yeah, what's happening, Joe? What? I had it on mute. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay.
Hey, for your guy about angle milling a 23-degree head, he's not going to turn it into an 18-degree head. I hate to break it to him. The only thing you're going to get out of it is you're going to make the combustion chamber smaller, which is going to build your compression up. So
okay.
I don't know where he learned that, you know, taking a 23-degree head, you're going to turn it into an 18-degree head. Ain't going to happen. So,
well, that's
you
what
need
happened.
To go do a little research.
That was what happened. You know how I
yeah.
say about a race stopper.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you can, the only thing you can really do with a 23-degree head, and it really takes a good head, guys, you can change the valve angle in it a little bit so they're not straight in line. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it costs a little bit of money, and a lot of people ain't got that kind of money to do that. They might as well just buy a set of heads where the valves are already all set.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you're
going
to go to an 18 or 15-degree head, or you know what I'm saying, to get that.
Yeah. You know, I'm telling you right now, and that's the God honest truth, I couldn't believe how some of these heads now flow on these 23s.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys don't believe it, and it's little things that you can do with these 23s now. I mean, let's just look at Rhodes right now, what he's doing on with that 23. That's sickening. Things flying, you know, and... I'll be probably in the selling heads. They're going to be selling them more than likely, I'm pretty sure. And they're track ones, but they're CNC, and guess what? They work. They're good little set of heads. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up selling. I'm pretty sure because he wants to make everything better, so I got to turn around and change everything around, of course. But I don't know if we're going to change it right away. I'm not too sure. I'm going to see what we got to do because I want to make sure I got to make it back to Chicago for one of the streetcar things, shootout things. And we wanted to make a stab at one guy with it the way we were because they both got to be the same. So I really don't want to really change it right now, but those will be up for sale. And intake and heads and rockers, the whole bit. Matter of fact, the cam chef will be up for sale, too. Put the cam with it all, package deal. So if anybody's going to be looking for something, they can give me a call. I definitely think that's going to end up getting. I'm going to end up selling that so we can get ready. I'm going to be talking to Leroy out there to make sure that we're coming out there to make sure we're going to get that run because I think it's going to be in the end of April that we're going out to Chicago to do that run. So I want to just make sure everything is on the up and up. Otherwise, I'll just do the change ahead of time. But that's what happens, you know. You know, it's always somebody that knows something about your car more than what you know. That's what I laughed about. It's got got Jeff on it. He's got a vacuum pump. He has nothing. Like, I couldn't believe I had to open. You know, I wasn't going to do it, but I said, you know what? Heck, let me just open it. I let him sink himself more for more first. So I just open the hood up and let everybody just look at it. Go ahead. You want to see? Take the number off. You know? So that's what I did. Let everybody take the number, see which what head you think that is, whatever you think it's. Take the head, now go and pull up the book. Let's show you right now. I won't take your money that way. But they were saying that because we milled the head, that's the reason why you can't go that, because of the casting number says 23, but it don't mean that it's a 23. That was the most insane thing I ever heard. But how's everything else been going on with you?
Not bad. You going to Florida?
You going to make it? Yeah, I got my ticket the other day.
I got my ticket.
I just put my ticket out. I said, heck with it. I'm gone. I'm going,
yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to be cooking.
I thought more people would be going, but a lot of people, you know, got other things, you know, that they're doing in December, too, and just other things going on. So, but, a couple people are going. I'll try to get a little Donald to go, but. You know, he has things going on and stuff, so it's understandable. But yeah, I already got my airplane ticket, and this other guy, he already reserved a suite and rent a car and all that good stuff. So we'll be there at like 9 o'clock Friday morning in Orlando. We land, so. But
yeah, I took off. I think I'm going to be off on Thursday.
I've seen a couple guys talking about racing on Thursday. See, I didn't know they raced on Thursday, too. I just thought it was like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm going to go to Disney. I think I'm going to Disney.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy has been there. I've been there, years ago, but I never got a chance to go on that Jaws the Ride, so heck with it, I'm going.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to have a little fun.
Hey, might as well do it while you're young.
No, I ain't saying young. I'm not going on no roller coaster or nothing like that. Now, anything off the ground, I ain't getting on.
Oh, come on now, come on.
I get on the simulated rides and all
close
that.
Close your eyes, you know, and then once you get up to the top.
That's the worst.
Yeah. That's what I used to do when I was a kid. I'd close my eyes. As soon as I got up to the top of it, I'd open it, and it was like game on then, you know.
Yeah. When my sons are younger.
Like, you ever been to King's Dominion?
Huh? Yeah, I've been there. Yes. Yeah.
You've been to Kings, man. You remember the old Rebel Yell, how it used to go ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, make that little click noise?
Uh-huh.
When I was a little kid, got on that for the first time, I just closed my eyes, and I could hear that thing going click, 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 click. And I was like the second or third seat back, you know, from the front, and all of a sudden I didn't hear it no more. Next thing you know, my stomach was up my throat. It was like game on, man. It was fun. I wanted to keep on riding, you know.
I never could take a roller coaster. I hated it. I actually turned around when the kids are younger, and they know. I bring them, my wife and all of them. I bring them to Great Adventure or anything. I said, "Well, one of your friends want to come?" So you mean? So you know what I do? I said, "I'll pay for your friend to come too." Because I'm not getting on not one ride. Not one thing. Don't ask me to get on anything. I don't want to know nothing. I'll watch you guys ride. But I'm staying on the ground. That's it. If it's a go-kart or something like that, okay, we're riding. Up in the air, y'all keep it. I don't want it.
Oh.
No, thank you. I
don't like
that alone. I just don't like when that stomach pulls apart. You know, I'll tell you what happened one day. They had me on, I don't know if you ever remember this carnival. They used to have the zipper, called a zipper. And it puts you up and picks you up in the air, and all of a sudden it turns you upside down. It's throwing you out like a chainsaw. Well, whatever changes in your pocket is coming out. Well, me and my sister was on the ride, and we got inside there together, and her friends was in there. And it just so happened, we were in high school, and they saw the guy down there. He was running the thing with the diesel motor, and he had a tattoo of a naked lady on, and it said mother. And so, of course, they opened their mouth. Yeah, mother. And it was like a naked lady talking about mother. I was like, oh, they said they were calling the guy, you know, like he's dirty, he's nasty, and, you know, and I guess the guy heard him. Meanwhile, we got on a ride. So he got us on there. I'm telling you, I thought he blew the diesel up on us. Smoke was pouring out of that thing. And we were screaming, stop the ride, and they wouldn't stop it. And I was like, oh, God, I thought I was going to die. Well, when it did stop, the one woman, they started screaming because she wanted her door to stop. And he stopped the ride down and got us out. Just as they went to go pull me out, they couldn't get me out. They had to get a paper bag. I had to put the paper bag over my face. I had hyperventilated. And I couldn't breathe. I was like, that was the end of my ride up in the air after that. You didn't have to worry about me in there no more.
Right.
You know, when you think you don't have any control, that's the worst.
Right.
And that's what happened with me. So
trust me, I know about the control thing, man. My wife's a good driver. Don't get me wrong now. But she drives fast. But when you're riding over there in the passenger side and you come rolling up on a car, and the car handles good, you know what I mean? And you're over there, you're like air braking, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're tensing up a little bit, like, are you going to get on the brakes here? But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. It really put it on me. It was scary. It was no joke. That was the rough.
Anyway, all right, well, I'm going to go on mute. I think my buddy Donald's on here.
Oh, get out of here. I haven't heard from Donald in a while.
Yeah, I think he's on the show.
Well, Donald, hit the one button if you out there. Hey, dog, man.
All right, I'm going to go on mute. Let him hit the one button and get on
there. Okay, you take care now. Okay.
All right, Joe. If I don't talk to you, I'll see you down in Florida. I'll see you in Florida.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy.
All right. All right, take it easy now.
All right, bye.
Is this Donald?
What's up, Joe?
What's going on? How's everything?
All right. Pretty good at myself.
Yeah, hanging in there. Long time no hear.
Yeah, man. I usually on Tuesday, I mean, I put my business out there, but usually on Tuesdays I'm at karate with my son right now, but he got sick, so he ain't make it, so I was able to call in.
Okay. That's good. How's he doing with it?
He's 4 years old, but he's doing pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
He breaks boards and stuff. It's something to do.
If he's breaking boards over there, you better be careful, Donald.
Joe, he's 4 years old. He's 46 inches tall, and he's 58 pounds.
You wait till you get to about 16.
I know. He's about to beat the brakes off me.
You better start taking up something now too.
I hear that.
Oh,
I take him out the wheel. I take him out the wheel. He puts his hands on me.
Oh man, have you been doing anything with the car?
Nah. Just I changed the gears and stuff and get ready for nitrous and put the NLR in it. That's all done. And went and ran it on the motor. I was actually very surprised how it ran with the gears in it, but it was funny. I was shocked, real shocked.
Really?
Yeah, real shocked.
So it really didn't hurt it that much, right?
Well, I think with the other changes, with the suspension and stuff changes to keep the car, you know, level on the ground. I think all of it plays a factor. You could have a big horsepower car, but if you ain't got no suspension, you know what I mean? Or you can have all the suspension with no horsepower. You know, it's all relative. I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but car just seems to handle a lot better. Car just seems to be more efficient.
Okay.
Smooth. Ain't pulling big wheel stands. I mean, like when me and you race, you know, it ain't pulling on the big wheel stands no more. Just taking off.
Okay. She's just going right on downtown, though.
Oh, yeah. It'll
wait till you hit that button.
Yeah, I'll go back up and smoke.
Nah.
We'll see.
Just hold on for the ride. Just hold on for the ride.
We'll see, I guess.
Yeah. So you don't know if you're going to make it down to Florida?
Nah, I got cheerleading for my daughter.
Okay. No, I understand.
Got cheerleading in December, and then we got to go to Florida in March for cheerleading. So.
Ooh.
And I just got back from Disney last year. You know, I went there last year, so. And,
yeah, that's what I'm going down there while I'm there. I want to go ahead and stop in. What the heck? Figured I'd do
what do you
thing.
What park are you going to?
I'm going to Orlando.
Yeah, what shit, you're going to Disney, so what park, what theme park are you going to go
oh,
to?
Oh, what, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I'm going to go to one of the theme parks. I'm not sure which one. I figured
okay.
I wanted to get on that ride that time, Jaws ride. I never got a chance, so I was right at the beginning. I'm into the simulated rides. I ain't into that stuff going off the ground and all that. Heck,
oh, okay.
MGM Studios or something like that, you know?
But yeah, see, my kids love, well, my daughter's 9 and she loves roller coasters. She can get on any roller coaster they got.
See, that's not me.
Anyone.
That's not going to be me. See, I can't do that. So, that's the whole thing. But otherwise, everything else has been good. I've been, I went out like 3 weeks ago to two or three weeks ago. I went to Sammy's thing in Island Dragway. It was nice. I had enjoyed myself.
Okay.
I went by myself. As a matter of fact, I took my car. Then I took Phil's car out this week. He wanted to go out for the last week. And, of course,
okay.
you had guys telling me what kind of head it is. And I said, okay, if I show you the casting and you took the number off and it shows you that it's a 23, then you're trying to tell me it ain't a 23 because what I milled the head. I think everybody mills the head to bring the compression up if they're going in the motor. But
who knows?
Yeah,
that just sounds like somebody in one race.
That's what it sounds like to me. And then Phil even offered to give him 1-1. That's what I laughed about. But meanwhile,
did he have a comparable engine?
Let me tell you. He had a small block with a vacuum pump on it. Right? Same carburetor.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, the thing's up there, you're going no time racing, and there it is up for sale now. You have a fiberglass nose, fiberglass doors, Lexan windows all the way around. And my son even told you, I bet you I am 300 pounds heavier than you.
Joey's starting to sound like me now.
And he was ready to put it on the scale just to show him. And he's 300 pounds heavier than him. And he still, if he wasn't 300 pounds heavier than him, he would have gave him the break. That's what he told him. They had a parachute on the car. They had everything. Yeah, you know how you not take that race? And the kid didn't even care. He didn't care about the money. And I asked him, I'm going to tell you exactly what I told him at the end of the night. We was getting ready to go. I go, because I don't like to mess with him when he's ready to race. I let him do his thing because he can do it. He seems comfortable. But after everything was said and done, I said, just tell me something, Phil. If he had took that race, tell me your logic. How are you going to win? You know, he goes and tells me, I was going to beat him in the lights. I was going to catch him right there. I would have been right past him then. Now I just got to stay in front of him. Like, oh boy. What was I supposed to say, you know?
You got to take that race, 300 pounds lighter, same comparable motor, and you're getting something?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, this is God's truth now. I'm up there. When he said something like that, I was like, man, this is ridiculous. So then me and Junie Harrell, I won't go. I was like, man, I said, well, he'll make a pass in here. I said, he don't care. I'm letting my stuff hang out. It don't matter. I don't care about these guys. I said, I don't care. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead and let it go. See what you got. He turns around. He makes his pass. He comes back. He shows me a time slip. I looked at the light. 002. I said, wow. I guess you were right. You were going to try to chop his head off. And that's what was his logic. That's the reason why he thought he can bring it right back. I was like, all right, well, you're a gamble. But you know how it is. When you first start out, you think you can't be beat. You know how it goes. I just told him. I just tried to tell him. But that's why I said I didn't even like the race, so I wasn't betting a dollar. I didn't care who else betted. It didn't matter. I just didn't like a race. I didn't like the race, period. I didn't even like
How could you possibly like a race with a small block to small block, 23 to 23, and you're heavier? And you're giving him something.
Yep. And
you
got a vacuum pump on the other motor and everything. And I'm like, come on. Like, come on. Give me a break about this.
That thing must be a piece of shit.
Well, you let him go on Facebook. He doesn't say it is. He's a killer. I just see him.
Tell him I'll run circles around his ass, and I'm probably 500 pounds heavier than he is.
Yeah. I mean, we got Phil's truck is. I mean, they thought it was all fiberglass. That bumper's not fiberglass. Go ahead and smack it if you want. Could be painted the same color as the car. Well, when he got the car, it was painted. It's the metal bumper, just painted. It's got roll up windows, horn, lights. It's got everything in it. It's nothing gutted. A stock front end in it. Drum brakes in the back. You know, it's not. But it runs good. It's a nice, smooth running car. I can't lie about that. I'm surprised it runs even that good. I mean, and Wayne Sharkey actually did the motor for me, so I laughed about it. I came back and told Wayne, I don't believe this car's running like this, but it's running good. I hate to even take it apart. I really do. I don't want to take it apart, but we were going to try to spray on this thing. I'm like, you know, when you don't have the right pistons, I don't know. Kind of like a little worried about freaking the thing. So, rather just change everything
and
do what he got to do. So, that's what's going to happen.
I wish you the best of luck.
Next year, he'll be playing around a lot, doing what he got to do, and that's it. She's having fun. You know, I had to show everything. You know how my motor is. You know, I don't hide nothing about my motor. I show everybody. It's no
good. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. I got Jessel on it. I got vacuum pump on it. Got a dominated intake. You can't even change the intake because you can't put a small carburetor on it. You know, evidently, I guess somebody, any way they can back out of the race, got that in. I'm like, oh, gosh.
So you couldn't get a race either?
I didn't even bother to bring my car down. I actually hurt my back the last time. Oh, when I went to Island Dragway?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I haven't been back in the car in so long, so I go out there and I do the burnout. And, I really don't care. The car just didn't seem like it had no more balls. I don't know what was it. It just didn't seem right. Didn't feel like it had no power leaving. So I get there and I made freaking take two clicks on the shock and went out there and I was like, you know, maybe the tires were spinning a little bit hazing. I go to Island Dragway. They all talk about that track. I let go of the trans brake, and that thing stood straight up. Shot me out of the hole. I was like, wow, I feel that. Felt so good. But the next day, I felt it. my back was feeling like it was knocked out. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? It was just one of those things, you know. You just say you ain't worrying about it. Just step on the gas. It just didn't feel like it was going to feel like nothing. I let go of the trans brake. I was so relaxed, and this thing snatched me, and I'm holding on the steel wheel, and I guess I must have pulled the wrong way, and my back just wasn't right. It hasn't been right. I was taking dome spills, but I'm okay now. I'm back.
That's good.
I think I'm
good.
Okay. Yeah, so just as a matter of fact, I was walking around that day a little bit slow, but, you know, I'm good. I'm back. I might just go out one more week. You know, it depends on how is it this weekend. I might just go. Because my car.
It's gonna be 50, it's gonna be 50 degrees here Saturday as a high. And
really?
Sunny.
Well, I might just do it. So, but Donald, yeah, hold on for a minute because I do got a couple guys I want to make sure I get them on. I see everybody's pushing the one button. But,
that's cool.
You know, a 23 is a 23. If I show you the casting, even if you mill it, it don't matter. It ain't going to be no 18.
You
can't look
at
it.
I don't think I think you can make it a 21 if you angle mill it, but that's about it.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the question.
It ain't going to make no 18.
If I show you the castings and say that's a 23, that and you take the numbers and they go back and show you the castings, that's it. It should be 23. It's 23. And they ain't nothing holding back. Then you should be able to run another 23. That's how I thought.
Hell yeah.
But it is what it is.
I would think. I mean, shit. I like to find somebody with a Chevelle with an 18. You know what I mean? What way would I do? Shit, I'd have raced them any day.
Yep.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Gotta keep it moving. I just told him don't even worry about it. Run. We're going to go play around some more. He's been going off pretty good. We got something new coming out, so it's going to be really nice. Hopefully everything is what works out like we want for next year. Should be good, you know.
Yeah, man, you guys always been good people, so you're always good people, Joe. So it, you know, good things come to you guys.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we have a little bit. You know, I mean, it was fun this year, but I mean, we want to really have some fun next year. We want to play
around.
I got 1, 2, 3 cards going out next year. So
you'll have nitrous on yours next year.
I mean. Huh? I don't think
you have nitrous on yours.
I don't think so.
Come on, Joe. We had to talk about this.
Know, I know I did. You might have to use. I might take the car. Let Phil. No, I might let Phil drive it. I don't think I could ever do that now.
Oh, he can drive. You gotta give me something. He can drive. You gotta give me something.
Cut that out. You know, it's
cutting
like
about lights.
What is it? 78. Well, I'm gonna say about 2 weeks ago. That's when I just finally got off the medicine, off this thing. You know, ever since I was in the hospital, I caught a. I didn't realize I was in my body. My body was had infection in my body, almost like a MRSA. You know, you catch the infection. You catch the infection from the hospital. Didn't know what was going on. Never knew. I went to the specialist, and sure enough. So I was on this medicine, freaking 2 pills a day. And, man, you're talking about this first day I took it, how good I felt. You know, so anybody can tell you, anybody that gets MRSA or like an infection, like a staph infection, it can kill you. It runs through your system. It just drains you out. And I never did know. I couldn't understand why I wasn't, you know, just didn't have anything. Weak. Didn't feel right. Went to the specialist. Oh, man, he found it 1, 2, 3. All in less than an hour, he found out. That's some crazy. So, you never think. You think the hospital is the safest thing, but it's not. It's more germs in the hospital. So that was the whole thing, and I never did know that I was that bad. So that's the reason why I'm a little bit slow. You know, you guys see me, and I kind of like, you wonder why I'm not driving. Because half of the time I'm up there taking the medicine, so that was 2 weeks ago. I think 2 weeks ago. That's when I just said, "Heck with it, I'm going to drive out in Island Dragway." I went on my own. So that's what happened.
What a sore back.
Well, I didn't have a sore back then. I had a sore back after.
That's what I'm saying. You went home with a sore back.
Yeah, I thought it was a dud. So I just let the trans brake go, and I'm like, "Oh damn! Now my back's hurting." So. We're good. But, okay, well, Donald, you can hold on. I'm just going to open up a couple of mics right quick.
All right, no problem, Joe.
Okay, Donald. Good talking to
you.
347-5810, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on, Sammy? How's everything?
Pretty good. Home listening.
Okay. Yeah.
Reading Facebook here.
Uh-oh. Anything good?
No, I don't see nothing much good.
Okay.
Nothing much. I'm trying to find something good, but I don't see nothing good.
Yeah. Nah,
see what's going on.
I think that was it for me, so.
Maybe.
But I know
maybe
it's
this
it for
weekend?
Phil said that's it. Huh? Maybe I might go out this week.
Maybe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I might just go. Who knows? But that'll be my last weekend if I do. Yeah.
Then that'll be right behind your folly over there.
I was actually thinking about going. I was thinking about going out there to go watch Jason and run down to Fayetteville. That's what I was going to go to. You know.
That's this weekend?
This weekend, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Jason's locked in with... the Dust of the Green Hornet.
Oh, wow.
So it's a couple of them out there. And also Jason Gray, Copperhead, he's locked in. So he's got a couple of few races that are locked in out there already.
So wow.
I was thinking about going out there. And now that Phil's not going to be racing, I might just go.
All right.
That might That might make me go now.
See, why
you know,
not?
That might. The only reason why I wasn't going to go, I was thinking about not going because I guess, you know, he called Slick. He asked Slick to run. So I thought Slick was going to run him. So, oh, well.
Didn't happen.
That's not going to happen. Nah, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Nah. But, you know.
You plan to drive, you plan to fly over? You going to fly or drive
uh-huh.
down? You going to fly or drive
down? No, I'm thinking about driving. If I drive, I'm going to take my car.
All right, sounds good.
Honestly, that's what I'm thinking about doing. You know, his car, he ain't taking it because he got it up in the air. And Ford antifreeze in it.
Oh, so he's pretty much done.
Yeah, he was wanting to know ahead of time, and I just started laughing. I was like, you know, everybody acts like they were trying to run for big money. They didn't even care. It was something to do. Everybody said they just wanted something to see something happen. You know, I told him I wasn't betting on it.
Like
I told him, I asked him, what was his logic in that race? I want to know what was the logic. How are you going to catch it? You know, so let me know what you're going
to do. The kid wants to gamble and have some fun. You want to say?
And his logic was that he was going to catch him in the light. That's what he was going to do. Then he goes and makes his pass, and he cuts an old two light. So, hey, okay. Maybe he's showing me something. So he's pretty good at that.
He wants a little action. So
yeah.
You know what?
He didn't care about 500, 400, 200, whatever. He didn't care. He was going out there to play. Wanted to do something
yeah,
for. I guess you know. End of the day, everybody's
the
having fun
way.
Out there laughing. Yep.
No,
and you know
the
bad part
way.
Was that Englishtown. You only had two passes. You know. You know, and that was it. The other night, they were doing a street racing. Shipbox asked them to do something. Shipbox offered Phil the brake. He knows what Phil's motor and everything looks like, and, you know, he knows the whole thing. He goes, Phil the brake on the street. I said, we ain't doing nothing on the street. I had the car on the trailer at the street. Everybody thought we were racing on the street. I said, he ain't messing my insurance up. Hell no. No way. He ain't doing that.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Wanna
he
race,
wanted to go motor.
Track.
He wanted to go motor to motor. He wanted to go motor to motor, shit box, and give Phil a break. Did I give you the break? Yeah, I guess so. I guess you will. So, that didn't happen. I mean, they've been doing it. I got to give them credit. They've been racing like crazy over here. God bless them.
Man, they can raise all they want in the street. They could keep the street there for themselves.
Yeah. You know how it go.
Nah.
You know how it go. All it takes is one
slip.
They're
still young. They're still young.
Yeah. Yeah, one slip and it's over. Anything happen. I mean, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you look at the video on the YouTube or when it Facebook, I would not race down that street and have a car sitting in the lane on the side. That's only giving you, what, 13, 14 inches when you pass that car?
I can't see nothing on the video anyway. It's too dark over there.
Yeah, and the car was, look on the side. You got to see the car got its lights on, pulled to the side. I said, so that's going to be your wall? You know what I mean? Go look at that.
The wall is dark.
Yeah, I seen that. I was like, you got to be nuts. But... Oh,
I'm
think
good.
This is yeah. So I didn't even say nothing. I let it be. Let everybody have fun. I watch it. I don't stop them. Everybody's got their own race the way they how they got to race it. That's on them. You know, I ain't gonna say nothing. That's just like Oklahoma. You know, I mean, everybody says street outlaws and all this here. Don't get me wrong. It's entertainment. It's really good. I mean, I like it and all, but let's be real about
it. I'd rather watch my wrestler.
Well, listen to this one. I'm going to be real about you. And you can ask anybody that tells you when they race out there, there's not $1 that goes in your pocket when you're out there gambling on there, on that Street Outlaws thing.
Right.
The Grudge actually told the whole story. He won, and he had to give the money back. Why did he have to give the money back? Because that's what they said with the show is, you're not allowed to. That was just for looks.
Nah, fuck,
so it's
that
phony.
Fuck that shit.
You know what
phony,
I mean?
Man.
That's
why I say I'd rather watch. That's why I'd rather watch wrestling. They're making the Grudge game look stupid.
Yep. That's
and
what everybody
what?
Else said.
So far, I watched. Since it came out, I sat there and watched it twice, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I was just flicking through channels. I'll just go back to my wrestling, go back to that, go back to my wrestling. And I'd rather sit and watch my fake wrestling. Because at least I know it's fake. They're not lying. They tell you it's fake.
Yep. Yeah, that's my whole thing.
You know?
That's why, and anybody can tell you, Grudge Racing, the excitement is because somebody's going to lose something.
Yeah.
A match race, you know what? There's nothing else. Put it up $200 or $300, that's a Grudge Race. Somebody's gonna it's bragging rights. You don't want to turn around and lose. That's it. That's money. You know, it ain't much money, but man, the guys would be forever talking about it. Man, you remember when I whooped you? But if you always is a match when I let you win. No, you gotta let me win and give me the money. So that's a real Grudge Race. That's the difference. So it's always somebody's out there. You know, trying to they're making it look bad, and everybody can see it. The real not hard Grudge Races.
I go out bracket racing, index racing, whatever it is. You know, that's just to get me to drive, just to have some fun. But when it comes to the Grudge game, that's the fun part. I was bracket racing a ticket. I was like, damn, this shit sucks, dude. I have to let off. I have to let off on the gas not to break out and hit the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
I like mashing the gas and don't stop. Don't look back.
Yep. Well, I got news for you. I got 6 more cars coming in that's coming into the Grudge game. And there's 3 of them that's big time that is the Pro Mods that will be racing this year under us.
All right.
And they're coming to the Grudge game. They told me ain't no money into the other stuff. We're coming to the Grudge game. And that came out just recently. And I was like, wow, that's nice.
Well, like
I got one other guy that's building. Yeah. I got a guy that's building.
We're going to have another 2-3 cars coming.
Okay.
In the crew, we're going to have two or three more cars coming in the crew. We're going to have two or three more for next year. So instead of 3 cars, we might have 5 or 6 cars to play with. So we'll see how it goes over the winter. The next 2016 will be good. So, and you're saying you're going to have another 6 coming out? That's another good thing. So hopefully we'll get more action. There's going to be more action out. Up north, especially. So we'll see what happens.
On March 18th and 19th, I already got committed by 4 people from Chicago already that they're definitely coming with their cars. So that's insane. I got a couple guys from Texas.
Three lug
is definitely going to be there.
Three lug
is
coming on 18.
All right. Yep, he wants to get some get back with 50.
On the 18th he might get that back.
There's no doubt about it. They're coming. They're bringing their cars out. I got a couple other guys that are coming from Texas. That's coming. That came last time. That they said they want to be there. We do have a couple other new ones that's going to be out that we don't really say nothing. Also, Junie Harrell will be out this year with his Pro Mod riding with us. K5 will be having him. He just got a new car, a Monte Carlo Pro Mod. He said he will be out there now from Jersey. So it's definitely... It's coming along real good. We even have a Toyota in the group that we have. And,
but you know what?
I
can't wait until 2016 starts.
Yeah, and it's not even the funny part about the Toyota is not it's a Pro Mod. Also, this is I'm going to put it out now for March. Anybody with a new car, we have a brand new Jeep. That we have heavy Jeep that we're looking for the action. So anybody that's out there that got a brand new car, basically something like that, we're looking for action. Any Jeep, any of those Chrysler wagons, 300 Chryslers, whatever, Street King car, any one of those, we have something. We have a Jeep that we're looking to run. Heads up, all-wheel drive, brand new truck. So that's gonna be our silent killer right now. And looking to do it for a 5 and better. I can definitely tell you that. So that one, that's definitely on the agenda. Go out the back door to the quarter mile. So if anybody's got something like that, we got one right now. So that's gonna be, he's definitely gonna be in the house that day. So then we got Kenny Conquest back in action again. He'll be ready for that day also with his Camaro. Big block on motor. Conventional head. He's back in the saddle, will be there too in March. So I think I have a couple people that just cut on here again. But hold right on, okay, y'all.
Sammy,
I just want to make sure these other guys. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to open up. I got to definitely open this mic up. 910-1058, your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Dexter? How's everything?
Everything's good. Everything's looking good.
All right.
Getting ready for
tell
Saturday.
Us about everything going on for Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We got it's turned into a doubleheader, actually, because it's going to be Saturday and we're going to be racing Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is going to be the last stand, and this past weekend it rained out event that was sponsored by Mayhem Motorsports called Dragon Right. So they're going to have their event Sunday. So they got a 28-275 race Sunday, 2000 to win, and that Saturday we got a 28-29 race. So that'd be approximately, anybody do the math on it, it's going to be around $5,000 up for grabs this weekend at Federal Drag Strip for the small tire guys. We got, at the last day on Saturday, we got a big tire race, $1,500 purse, $50 entry fee, 8-car minimum. We've got, we're going to try the street trim class, but some of the guys were wanting us to throw something together for them, and we pretty much call it street trim. We're going to leave it kind of vague because we don't want to stiff it to death, throw a bunch of rules in there, because the more rules you throw in, the more people, the more cars that are excluded from taking a chance to participate in the shootout, you know. So I like to say it's pretty much street trim, run what you brung, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm going over the list. So far, off the top of my head, we've got 10 races already locked. Buddy Blow, we've got some that I don't know about. But I know we've got Chris West and Jason Gray, they're locked in. And of course, we got the Green Hornet racing Jason, they're locked in. I think the Green Hornet and Buddy Blow, they're supposed to be locked in. I'm not, Buddy Blow told me that, but I haven't confirmed that with the Green Hornet. I don't know if they officially locked it in, but I know Buddy Blow said they had. We got
okay.
The Gangster Lane and the White Ghost. We got Porky. He's locked in with a pressure cooker at Apex, North Carolina. Gangster Lane's locked in with Leprechaun on the S10. We got James Lee on his Sniper Camaro. He's locked in with Buddy Blood. We got Dirty Harry on his short bed Cheyenne truck versus the Melvin Boys. And I don't know so far. I don't know if Bounty Hunter and Buddy Blood. They're supposed to be locked in. I don't know. They were supposed to run at a prior race at our track. And I think they weren't able to get it off, and they're supposed to run it this Saturday.
Okay.
And we got the Game Changer on his S10 versus Chucky on his S10. So that's 10 races right there. I know I've missed one or two. I can't think of right now. But and we got plenty of guys looking for action. Still working on some races. I got Big Wheel on his Nova sitting on 28 W's. He's looking for he's looking for anyone that's sitting pretty much like him. I don't think it don't really matter too much if it's a Mustang or an G body, preferably a G body. But he wants to get in a race before he puts his car up before the end of the year. Before the end of the year, so. And, we got a couple other people that's looking for action. We're still working on getting some races locked in. So we got it's gonna be a pretty active day. We're gonna open the track up for racing at 11 a.m. We're gonna try to get in as much racing as we can possible before the sun go down. We got 60-degree weather with the low dipping down to like 48 degrees that night, late that night. So hopefully, I think we can have it all. We can make a good fun day of it and be done around 8 or 9 o'clock, and everyone can hit the road and have them a safe trip back home or to the hotel, or they can camp out if they want for the race the next day.
Okay. Now that sounds good. That sounds real good. Feeling like everything's going along good.
I'm gonna try to look out for our friends up north. I'm gonna look out for your boys you sending down here. We're gonna cook something for them. They won't, you know. We're gonna let them come down here and not get treated right. We got something. We'll throw something in the grease.
Okay. No problem. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
But I know. I guess you heard. Like I was talking to Sammy and the whole crew. Everybody getting ready for March. Some of the guys are just not coming back out right now. They're all getting ready for March.
That's a good deal.
I honestly tell you the truth, I got just a Jeep that's out. I forgot about to tell you about that. Got a new car, plates on and everything. Drive anywhere where you want to go and then race.
Wow.
So he told me definitely get him out there because he's coming. So I was like, wow. So it's going to be real good. Should be a good one. Yeah. Should be a real good one.
Oh, yes.
Plus, we're going to have a cook-off again.
I'm going to get in this. I'm going to do the chop barbecue. I want to challenge you to a chop barbecue contest. That's what I'm talking about. We're
going to
go on.
Listen, last time when you challenged me to something, you were supposed to do it. Then you went out there and got a professional chef. And then you didn't want to even tell me he didn't lose. Hey, the man to come there to cook and got his head chopped off. He wouldn't even get into a free contest the last time out with the rib. You know, got that man embarrassed. He don't want to come back no more.
Yes. Yeah, man. We're going to do a chop one this time. We're going
to
do a chop.
You know, he was supposed to give up my trophy. He's supposed to give that trophy up to Clay that he had. King of North Carolina cooking. He done lost to us. Don't make no sense. I know I was supposed to have that trophy.
We need to do a little cook-off Friday and Saturday. We do it, make it something simple Friday, something simple and quick. Something like chicken or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next year, I gotta figure out a good one to cook, something good in the beginning. But we're getting ready now. We got a lot of things. That's why I gotta make sure I put out there. I know Miss Reed's been sick. I just want to say our prayers are with you. Hope she gets better. Daryl, if you're out there, make sure you tell her. You know, anything she needs, just give me a call. My prayers are with you. She won the cook-off in the rib contest last time out. I got to make sure I get a chance to go back out. I wasn't ready, but I'm going there for the next one. I promise you that. She got me out there. I will make sure I'm going to marinate mine like hers before she came. She had the ribs cooked ahead of time. I'm gonna have a little surprise for her. Yes. So we're gonna see. We're gonna have to go ahead and go at it. I didn't even get to taste it, but I could just look at their faces, how everybody was eating. And then one man asked Mario, so he wanted the judges. So I guess it was real good. So I ain't going to say nothing. But next year it looked like it's promising. Everything looking good. God willing, everything we go get through. Opening day, March 18th and 19th, me and Larry T at Fayetteville.
Should have two tango with.
We're gonna really definitely try to do a little bigger things and better. And so we'll see what happens. Dexter, hold on 1 second. I see somebody just pulled up here. I want to make sure I get him in.
Okay.
301-6209, your mic's open.
What's going on, Long Island? What's happening?
Oh, not much. How's everything?
Good, man. I done set the whole 2015 up.
But, yeah.
I'm ready now.
You ready
so
now?
I can be down now.
You gonna be at Fayetteville this week?
In March. Wait. You got March, right?
Oh, in March. Okay. All right. So you're gonna be ready in March.
Yeah. I set this whole year out. You know, I just got back out, so I'm still doing. I just got out, so I'm doing a little testing. But you know, it's probably the last weekend. If this weekend be good for testing, so I'll be put up on the shelf until next year.
Okay, and you be ready to roll.
Yep. So, brief me a little bit with what y'all got going on down again, because I got on late. So, I've just, you know, got in probably about 10 minutes ago. What y'all got going on March?
Well, in March we got me and Larry T going to be pushing it out this year. In March. And I don't know if you know, last year I did a pig roast out there last year. Well, this year?
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm gonna keep up. I like to make a new, you know, I like to feed the people, feed the, you know, the races and everything else. So we're gonna come right back out and do another roast. I didn't say what I'm gonna do now. Right now, we're gonna probably have a pig anyhow. But I know some people don't eat pork, so I'm gonna have to make a little something different. I'm gonna challenge something. Couple other things instead of pork, we might have lamb. We might have. I'm not too sure yet, and I'm gonna see what Dexter can do with that.
I got you.
And we're gonna see who can do what, and it's gonna be good though. We're trying to put it out there. We had a lot of fun last year. We had the fish fry on Friday night. They actually played the cornhole and was a horseshoe contest. They did that also. You know, it made it a little funner. It's like everybody always thinks that you got to be out there just racing. It ain't all about that. Everybody got a little want something a little for everybody. It's, you know, have fun. I mean, we did racing out there too, but you know what I mean? It was one of those things I like to have fun. If you ain't having fun, there ain't no need doing it. You know?
Yep.
And so we'll be really doing it up big this year. I'm glad Larry T came along. So it should be that'll be in March at Fayetteville. You know,
what kind of classes you got? I mean, what you got going on as far as class or?
Well, I'm trying to figure out one now. What do you like to see?
You know, I'm conventional head, so I always thought I had to manage conventional head, so. I mean, you know, I never really got a chance to see what else was out there for a conventional head. I mean, for me.
Mm-hmm. And
but,
how
you
say conventional head? Tell me. How you say conventional head? How's the car set?
I'm big time,
10?
Big
time?
I'm big time. Yeah, I'm big time.
Okay, now, big time conventional head. Well, we might just bring that other thing that I did years ago. I don't know if you remember when I did it at Capitol, and I had the big time event.
Okay.
I did one at Capitol, and they weren't allowed no bigger than a 4x4 bore space in their car, back half car, all night.
Right.
And I actually told them to put $100 in, and it was $3,000 win, $1,000 runner-up. If you ever remember that one?
And yeah, I kind of do.
And everybody had a good time with that one. It was, It kept all the big ones out and kept everybody together. And basically, who was getting the A to B in, you know what I mean? And winning on hole shots, and that's what kind of race I like. Derek was in there. He was hanging in there. You know, a couple guys were in there.
Right.
Tricky Ricky was in there. You know, it was a nice class. It was a real nice class. So maybe we might be able to do something.
I can't really speak for Derek, but I'm pretty sure he's coming down too, so.
Yeah. I'm gonna sit down there with Larry and the crew and Mark and them and talk about it and just figure everything out so I can have a class, because I'm definitely, I like that. I like something. Don't get me wrong, grudge is grudge. You know, I love it going, but, you know, it's nice to have something else pushing in the mix, keeping that track going down. Why, in between the grudge.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
See,
and
we're
going to have plenty
of
time.
I'm making that trip, I want to do something, you know. If I don't get a grudge race, I want to do something.
Yeah. Well, my thing is out there, I can get you grudge races. But, you know, we got so much time out there. Like last time, I don't know if anybody came down the last one we had, our final finale. On Friday night, we was out to. I went to the room at 1:30. They were still going on, still racing. I went. I had to go. I couldn't take no more, so I had to come back and cook those ribs the next day. And you know, we raced on Saturday. We raced at least 10:30, 11. You know, so everybody got enough. They were so happy, and they was you know, real happy. It was eating and having fun. It was one of those things. So that's how I want it to be, the same way. Like we say, we get out there, we make sure we ain't got no curfew so we can finish up everything. So nobody's got to be worrying about, oh, man, they ain't going to get it done. No, we're going to get it done. Everybody's going to have their chance to run. I don't want to hear that somebody can't get times in, time run. No, you got plenty of time to get your time runs in. You're going to get it in.
Right,
you
right.
Have fun. If you want to get a grudge run off, anybody can tell you what I did. I opened up, it's called Grudge Alley. I left one lane open. The last time when we were out there and Buddy Blow and Jason ran, and Jason and H. Bird ran, my son and Turnip ran, and their son ran Chestnut, you know, Bud Light Coop and Carolina Killers ran. All this happened at Fayetteville that same day. You know,
right.
It went on and on and on. It was good. Ron and Brad, they went at it. They ran. I mean, we had a lot of money runs. When I say a lot of money runs, it was good. It was really good for the game, and it was fun. Everybody joked around, laughed, and that's what happened. You started talking and laughing and carrying on. Before you know it, somebody called out the other guy. Oh, I'm gonna run you. Then why don't you run me? And before you know it, it's on. That's what kind
right,
of, that's what,
right.
You don't have to really, once this night they had a lock-in races, but once you got them locked in, anything can happen that day when you got everybody there. Now all of a sudden you just see races after races. Everybody's looking for the run. And that's what the fun part was. So, you know, same thing with last year. You know, in March I heard some guys, some say, oh, there was no runs. I'm like, you know what? That's because the problem was they didn't say grudge run, and I'm gonna be telling the truth, and a lot of people didn't realize that there was runs all over there. Kenny Beachman ran, you know, Red Rick, he ran. Everybody know about that, you know. There was plenty of money runs. There were runs all over the place. You just had to know.
Mm-hmm.
50 Grand and them had three money runs in Fayetteville.
Right.
They ran three times. They ran Dog. They ran Disturbing the Peace, and they ran Three Lug from Chicago. Now you know that's saying something. You know that's saying something. You know what? You just forget how many races there was.
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable. Everybody was laughing and having fun, and that's what it's all about. If you can't have fun, hey, you know, man, there's no need in being there. And that's what I like about it. You know, you're always gonna get somebody that's gonna say something bad. You can't please everybody, but that's my whole thing. If you can please 90% of them, you're doing all right. But the whole whole thing is to try to get everybody pleased. Sometimes you just can't do it. I mean,
no, you ain't enough to do that.
Nah, there's some people that just, you know, you just ain't gonna, they got to be negative. But you know what? Now, I'm not going there, but they'll be there the following year because they see all the action going on. And,
right.
You know, I'm glad you're coming back. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you're going to be there.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, definitely going to be there this time around.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, my son, he felt so bad the first time. He was supposed to run Bunny Mike out there, and the fuel pump went on his car right there, which, and they couldn't help it. We tried to get a fuel pump, couldn't get one. Tried to get somebody to fix the fuel pump. We got this parts and everything for it. We couldn't put it together. Nobody knew how to put this thing together. Somebody tried, oh, I know how to do it. Next thing, put it together, and the thing started shooting on more gas. But, you know, it happened. We dragged it all the way down there to run. He was just so happy to go out there to stay last time out, and he got him two money runs out there, 1, 2, 3. And, you know, it was fun. Two money runs, one deposit.
Right.
So it's really three, but it was good. That's what it's about. But hopefully, you know what I mean, we'll talk before then. I'll make sure then. I'm going to see how many people I can put together for that class.
Right,
get
right.
Y'all all to run in one class together and get it going good. Because I like to have everybody. I want something for everybody. That's
not,
my
like
whole
to get
object.
Matched up with somebody. If not, I like to get matched up with somebody.
Oh, yeah. I don't see any problem with that because, believe it or not, Jason came out there and ran Buddy Blow first. And then next thing, H. Bird wanted to run him. H. Bird had a conventional hit. 68 Camaro and ran them. You know, so they definitely, there will be stuff out there.
Right, right.
So I will keep you posted. I'll make sure I get everything in, and we'll work from there.
Okay.
Well, I
all
definitely
right,
appreciate
work.
You coming
sounds
in.
Good.
Okay.
That sounds good. All right, thank
all
you.
All right, well, I'm going to open up another mic because I've seen they've been sitting here for a while. But I will keep you posted, and I'm gonna put that together now. I'm gonna try to see what I can work with, see what I can get it together on. You know, because I'm quite sure we got a couple guys on the phone right now that conventional heads that they'll get in that class.
Uh-oh, well, that means I'm gonna sit right here. I might hear somebody make some noise.
Okay, no problem. Sound good. All right, you take care now.
All right.
All right. 336. 1773, your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Austin?
Not much. I'm just not leaving the shop.
Okay. What you guys got going over there?
Nothing. You know my dad's still driving that damn Vega around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He'll be out there hosting in Fayetteville this week.
Trying to see what we can do. Might try to make the whole trip to Fayetteville in it.
Oh, drive to Vega down there?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. That's a true streetcar.
Oh, yeah. About an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, it was good out of... The weather should be nice this week, so, you know. I just had a couple of people come on here and told me they all were talking about coming, so it's a good thing, real good thing. So I'm gonna talk to a few other people. I know H. Bird's car is a conventional head, and there's a couple guys that's out there with conventional heads that want to run in the class, so maybe we will make this class come back out, come alive, you know. Might be the thing. We have some guys that could run in that class. All conventional heads. You know, so one way or another, we can make it work. We might be able to make this whole thing go down. So I'm going to try to work with it. Otherwise, everything else is one of those days, you know, trying to just get by. I'm actually looking at a couple things today and looking at a couple of the front noses and stuff of the car Phil was showing me. So might have to get one of those. So we're thinking about all that fiberglass everybody's got. So I think we might end up putting fiberglass on.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's what it seems like it might happen. You know? They're not giving you nothing, no breaks, so might as well do it too. You might as well be late too.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I look at it. It's, anything else you'd like to say out there? Anything going on over there?
Not that I know of. I'll see if I might get little Daryl to show up down there.
Well, you know, they said Big Will's out there looking for a run from down there with the Nova.
Yeah, I got on the phone with Nino last night. He said he's going to let me know. He might make it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Since he heard that.
Okay. All right. Well, he's definitely looking over there. He's looking for some action. Looking for some action. I'm really surprised, but people out there, everybody's looking for runs right now. So I'm probably going to hold on for another 10, 15 minutes more because but I just want to make sure everybody knows Fayetteville will be the place this week if anybody wants to go out. And then basically we'll be holding out for Baldy's race, Florida after that. And then after that, you know it's going to be snow on the ground. For us, at least I know. So I'm hoping that everything works out smooth, goes smooth. And we'll see what goes on. So, if anybody's out there right now that want to come on or say anything, I don't know. Buddy Blow has been quiet all of a sudden. You know, I don't know what's going on. What do you think?
Get your head beat in like that. You got to regroup.
Shoot. Ain't nobody. Did you check on him to make sure he's all right? From the last show?
I think he might still be on the milk carton.
Oh, Lord. Oh, don't tell me that. And I was just watching the news today, too. They said they found something out there in the water. They said it was a dead seal. I don't know. The back of the head looked like Buddy Blue. I don't know if it was.
Oh, Lord.
I was not kidding you. You ain't see it? Tell me you didn't see it. Yeah. Jason messed around and shot the man up there in the water over there. Man died, roll over in the water. Well, I will find out about it. We'll see what it looked like. I guess the body started decomposing or something. You never know.
Who's everybody like on the, you know, they got a couple races like that. Who's everybody like between Copperhead and that other Mustang?
They were going with the other Mustang.
I want to bet.
The snake
I want
get,
Copperhead.
It said the snake will get his head chopped off.
Hell. I'm about to tempt to bet on the cat.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Yeah, what they say. What other race? How about Jason and the Green Hornet?
That's going to be a good one. That's going to be... I think Jason can get that one, too.
You think Jason going to win?
Yeah.
Yeah, they locked in for 25 minimum. So they're definitely in. We'll see. We will see. So, it's going to be real interesting. You know, at least they're still out there doing it.
Oh, yeah. What's Ray and them at? They on?
Nah, Ray. Ray is not on right now. I know he was messing around with the new truck. You know. Plus, he, you know, he might be looking for Buddy Blow himself. He been quiet ever since he turned around and predicted those four cars, those four losses we were supposed to have that day.
Oh.
His predictions were bad.
Way off.
His predictions. Buddy Blow, you know how he went. You know how he did. Hung his head down, poked his lip out, looked at Ashy. You ever see somebody poke their lip out when you're crying, the tears get caught on your lip? You ever see that? Just picture Buddy Blow. That was
yeah,
Buddy
right,
Blow out there. Huh? Come
yeah,
on,
yeah,
now.
Right.
Don't tell me he didn't look like that. That man said he don't drink or nothing. Boy, I seen him like he was turning up something over in that corner. I don't know what it was. He was doing something. He was almost as bad as Bay sneaking around the corner with that rib. That's my boy, old Bay. What's he been up to?
He was up at the shop hanging around.
Did he go to the track?
When? Sunday?
This week.
Yeah, he was down there.
Okay.
You know,
so
well, they messed the motor up. You know, little Buddy was locked in with Nino and Machiavelli. He
wow.
didn't give a damn.
Wow. And when they hurt the motor?
Yeah, hurt the motor first half.
That's bad. Dang, I hate to hear that one. Well. Did they have any deposit up, or he just got lucky out of that one?
Oh, well, I don't know how the deposit went on the little buddy Machiavelli because, you know, little buddy burned up, and I can't really remember if it was before or after. Machiavelli went up there and stood it up and tore the transmission pan out of it.
Wow.
So I don't know how that one went, but I know he had to pay Nino. And then they had a race with Nino was going to get the back tire from a small block, but they waited too late to try to get that one off, so that one had to go back.
Well, at least y'all doing it. Got to give you credit. Well, you know, you heard about it, what we got, right? 18th and 19th.
Mark.
Me and Larry T.
Was that March?
March, yeah.
Okay.
So I know everybody's getting geared up for it. Getting geared up. So anybody else is out there looking for a run ahead of time, we got guys that are looking and rocking ahead of time. So get ready. Get ready. So I know it's going to be a lot of action. A lot of action. Well, I'm gonna be closing out in a little while. We got 7 minutes to go. 8 o'clock we'll be cutting out. If anybody wanna come on, I'm gonna leave the mic open. And anybody wants to go ahead and say anything, they can feel free. Waiting for anybody to come on, they can do it. I know they had some money runs over there by you this week in Austin. Can you tell us about anything about it?
Where? Piedmont?
At Piedmont, yes.
Yeah, they had, you know, it was Greensboro versus Burlington, two neighboring cities going against each other. Then they had two trucks that came out there, and one of the trucks cut off on the starting line. Then they came back to do it again, and something happened, something went wrong with that. Then, One of the trucks that won was giving somebody the break, and had the guy sat there, then the other truck took off. You know, I don't know how they did that one. far as where the money went. But yeah, it looked like they got made them sit for a pretty good while. Then little Daryl let this let another guy with a stock block, small block, he let him shoot everything he had in, and he ran motor straight out the trailer, and that was a pretty good run. I mean, Nitrous Car edged him out by a car and a half.
Okay.
And the Vega, we had a little run with one of those trucks I'll tell you about, and had to pull a drive-by, had to show him what a high gear was.
Oh, you got by him, huh?
Yeah, he was in front about to the 330, then he went to high gear, and that was about all she wrote.
Okay. A win is a win.
Oh, yeah. Then they had the shootout was, they got a 28-inch shootout out of nowhere. You know, all the races went and put $50 up, and some of the sponsors put money on top of the pot, and they had some killers in it. Two turbo cars, Machiavelli, Nino, Full Moon, and then that stock block car from around the way, the white car. And some pretty little street Malibu was in it, but he was rolling too. And
what kind of car was it? Hey, Austin? Okay, I guess he must have got cut off. Austin, you there? Okay, we'll get him to come back in. But they look like they're having a little good time there. Well, I promise you, if you won't be disappointed. This weekend should be a real good one. Should be a great one, great event. I mean, they got our blessing, so there's no doubt about it. I think they're going to be able to pull it off. So, if anybody else wants to come in, you got a couple minutes. I got it wide open for anybody that wants to get in. If not, I'm going to be closing the show tonight early. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Austin, your mic is open again.
I went to a bad spot. Now, there was also a car show going on with, you know, a whole bunch of cars, and it was a bunch of big wheel cars. A big Grand National on 26 knocked off a brand new Corvette. Heads up.
Wow.
For some money. And then they had some Cutlass down there on 26 trying to get a run. I don't know why them and the Grand National didn't get hooked up, but them big tire boys was trying to go at each other as well.
Nice. What do they call battle of the dunks?
Oh, yeah, I mean, pretty much everybody's trying to get busy, you know, 26 is enough.
Well, that's the name of the game.
You know, it was surprising that it started off as a car show, and then the guys decided to bring the races in, and, you know, it was a whole bunch of locals, but, hey, a whole bunch of them, you know, went at each other. It was like it turned into a grudge fest. It's more racing than anybody was worried about the car show. I think people forgot it was one.
Wow. Okay. Alrighty. So that sounds like it's a plan this week then. A real good plan. Are you going to have Periscope out there or what?
Oh, yeah. I'll have it.
Okay. Just in case I don't make it, I will be calling. Let's see what the heck is going on. But I'm going to be closing it down, so I got 1 minute to go. So if anybody wants to come in, I'm going to say what they got to say. Any last-minute words, you can come in. If not, I want to say good night and God bless everybody and safe racing, safe traveling this week. And I will be back in touch with you, hopefully, God willing, next Tuesday.
All right, Joe. Everybody
okay.
Else.
Good night. God bless everybody. Take care.
All right.